So I played in my first pickleball tournament last night, Kennedy, singles and doubles. Last year, I played maybe two or three times. There's a group of Charlestown guys. It was like a 50-plus crew.
Yeah, I feel like you guys sort of got into it, and then life got in the way.
I like I said, I played two or three times, yeah. But they have continued to play every Wednesday, I guess, for the
Without
past.
You? How have they done this?
I know. I've been a little bit busy. So they asked if I wanted to play singles and doubles. I said, absolutely, I am in. So this was after it was all done last night. This is my friend John. He's the one that originally invited me. He was also one of the coaches for last night. We were broken up into two teams, 25 to 30 guys. There was a blue team and a white team. I was on the blue team.
Not very well. We you know, we had some bad balls that bounced out, that didn't bounce in, that bounced too far, bounced in the net.
And those were all just me.
it was not Kari. You actually played quite well in the singles.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, my God. It was awful.
It was a good battle on a memorable day. Yeah, white against blue. Blue turned into black and blue.
Can we talk about the guy on the other team named Johnny Pickle?
Johnny Pickle's a legend in all of Massachusetts. He came up here from Fort Lauderdale and was wondering why no one plays Pickle here. He's our youngest player at 22, and he's a man of few words, but he doesn't look like anything other than someone who should be working in a library. You know, that Fort Lauderdale Pickle, Florida Pickle.
It's another
really,
level.
Yeah, it's another total.
All right,
level.
So I'm just thinking next tournament we don't invite Johnny Pickle.
Yeah, Johnny Pickle, we're going to have to make sure the age range is 23 and above.
Yeah, so I thought this was over 50 is the only reason I agreed to this.
Yeah, no, we do have some younger guys who came to play who are still playing.
Yeah,
and it's almost
black. It's black dark. Oh. There's other
players. Goes another ball.
All right, good game, Coach. Thank you.
Yeah, so we lost Kennedy. We didn't do that well. And Johnny Pickleball is now forever a legend in my life.
Okay, so we're supposed to call it pickle, not pickleball. Is that that's my takeaway here?
Yeah, they
is
think,
that I'm
I think
saying
they call
it
wrong. Pickle. I think
okay.
They call it pickle.
So we're calling it pickle.
Right.
Of course, Johnny Pickle whooped your butt. He's 22. You all have knees that remember the 1970s.
Hey now.
Like, are you going to play with Johnny Pickle?
Brutal.
So when it all gets done.
It's like a walking icy hot endorsement today.
We go to Sullivan's, a bar and restaurant in Charlestown.
As one does.
We had shirts made. Lana made shirts for us all with the tournament logo on.
So you were
on.
Those guys walking in after it, whatever for some beers.
And I got to be introduced to Johnny Pickleball.
Well,
all right, I'm here now with the man, the myth, the legend. Johnny Pickleball is what they call you.
Yeah, they assigned me that name.
How old are you?
I'm 21.
So generally, pickleball is associated with a little bit older crowd.
Yeah.
And how did you come to dominate this sport?
My dad had originally played, so I played with him growing up, and I went to a bunch of tournaments and everything. I also came from Florida, where there's a lot of younger people who are playing, so.
So you've played in tournaments before tonight?
Yes.
Yeah, this is our first. You could probably tell.
It was a good tournament. It was more social than competitive, but it was fun.
After playing with this group of guys, how would you describe their play?
I would describe it as social play. I think it's a really good atmosphere. I think there's definitely some competitive moments. It's consistent for the most part.
Everybody,
so I think it's
fun.
A great place to be. It's definitely, as they say, urban pickleball, to where up here you don't necessarily have like set courts. So you're working with a lot of obstacles. So it's not your typical format, but
there's a lot of
work.
Yeah, I noticed there's a lot of lumps in our court and stuff like that.
Yeah, lumps. I know they painted the lines. They put it all together. But I think that's a testament to their commitment to the sport and the social aspect of everything.
Do you do private lessons?
I don't do private lessons.
Oh, man.
I should.
You should be charging for private lessons, and I'll be your first customer.
That would be fun.
That is the sweetest, kindest takedown of a human being I've ever heard in my life. Because you are in dust. Social.
Everyone was out here just playing. They were just trying their best.
You know, I see you painted the lines.
Other guys are trying to get out.
Call it urban. Wow.
Now,
Go ahead, Johnny.
There was a couple of cool moments at the after party. They gave a trophy to the winning team, so kudos to the white team. There was a guy who was a part of this group, Scott Cimenti. He passed away this past spring, 52 years old. He has a son, same age as Barrett. And so we kind of toasted a beer to him. They're going to give the trophy to his wife. We all signed the thing where they kept all the scores and everything like that. I did win an award last night during the award ceremony for best pickleball match of the evening in the singles. It went 16-14. It was an incredible back and forth. I'm going to tell you the guy's name that I played against. His name is Swing. Now, how do you think I did in that match? Yes, I lost.
I was going to say you were the 14.
Yeah, I was definitely the 14.
Is that a high-scoring game?
Yeah, it's game's only to 11, but you got to win by two. So, yes, it was a very high-scoring game.
I can't wait for the ESPN 30 for 30 on that. How are you feeling today, pickleball hero?
I've eaten four ibuprofen. I am in a lot of pain.
Where do all the suburban dads go to relive their glory days? A tennis court out in the park becomes their own Fenway. And he becomes a sports icon upon that mighty court. He's gonna ace that guy so hard, yeah, he's a pickler in his heart. Pickleball hero, he's standing tall inside the pickle dome. He's gotta be strong and he's gotta be fast, but at 6:30 he's gotta be home. Pickleball hero, his ankle braces in place and it is wrapped up real tight. His New Balance are crisp, gonna let his serve rip, and he's gotta be larger than life, larger than life.
Forgot how good this was, Kennedy.
Right in my voice's wheelhouse.
So good.
Standing on the baseline, he stares down his enemy. Sends it into no man's land, he brings them to their knees. Grabs his paddle tightly, he doesn't need permission. Cause if you can't stand the heat, then stay out of the kitchen.
Here comes
Giggle Hero. He's standing tall.
I didn't have to be home until 8:30 last night, Kennedy.
Good for you, buddy.
It's Carson and Kennedy, Mix 104.1.